So the Gemara, Vayik Gemara has a kasha, Vayik about this drasha. Once you say it's a klal prat a klal, it's shver. Why don't you also be marba mum oiver yochi mum oiver nami? Well, Lam Zayim Beis the second line yochi mum oiver nami alama tanan v'loy minaar. It says from the skin, a hole in the skin of the ear is not a problem. The lobe, it's not a problem because it comes back. So the Gemara, mum oiver, a mum that grows back is a svaru. It's a svaru that it's not a mum. What's the svara? The svara like this. Hashta mifrik leparik in elayu. The loch is by psulim mekadoshim. If you have that type of mum, you're not paid it. Mishka shchit elayu. You think you could eat it? You eat a bechor, which is mamish. You can eat the actual. By bechor, it's bigger chiddush. With that mum, you're eating the actual kachim. So madach, you can't be paid a kachim with this. So of course, you can't eat the actual kachim with such a mum. How do you know you can't be paid a kachim with such a mum? The Tanya, we learned in a brisa, it's actually next week's parasha, this pasuk, but the Tanya. It says in the pasuk, if you have a behemoth tameya, that's loshen, ashloya kriv v'mena karm l'Hashem, says you bring it for the kohen, and he shots up how much it costs, you didn't pay it. So the brisa tells us, and Rashi and Chumash tells us also, this behemoth tameya means bali mumin akos v'daber. It doesn't mean behemoth tameya, it means bali mumin. Atayim bali mumin, sheniftu, so you're going to be paid because daba in ela behemoth tameya. Mamish, basically when mamish behemoth tameya like a chamar. Because when the next pasuk says, but it's really not the next pasuk. 15 pasukim later, behemoth hatameya ufada be'karcha. It says if you makdish behemoth tameya, you make a pidyon. Harib behemoth tameya amur. Mine mekayim this pasuk ashloy ekriv menu. Havei be'el bali mumin sheniftu. So the Rabbi says yachol yiftu a mum oiver. Maybe this psulim makdashim you get paid on a mum oiver. Something is not possible to bring as a carbon. You coming to exclude a mum oiver. You can't bring it today. But tomorrow you will be able to bring it. So what do we see? We see a psul makdash, which means a shlomim that gets a mum that you pay the transfer money on, transfer the kedusha onto money. There you only can do it if it's not a mum oiver. So of course by a bechor it gotta be a not a mum oiver. That's the right. That's one pshat. If by same when came pseich ve'ever lomeli, if mum ever would also be included in mumin, so what's pseich ever coming? Pseich ve'ever coming to mayit. Our kachar is coming to mayit mum overim. So like upon him, we see from here a few yisaidis that mum has to be mum shavagali and he has to be a mum kavua. That's what has to be. And doesn't have to be bittul malacha. So now the Gemara to go back there and teach us a little about holes and cracks in ears. What's called a mum? Talking more about Nistaga after Pish Loy Chosra. It has a crack even though it's not missing. Torah Banan, Hastak Koshu. A crack is oster even by a little bit, a small crack. Hapagimo, which means something that cracked off. Vain the other Shemaim. If we say the other Shemaim, it's a mum. Frank Dimar, Machal, Sadak, Beshemaim, Loy. A crack that's born with not a mum. Someone says, no, let's read it like this. El Stak or Pagimo, Vain the Shemaim, the Adam. They're both stai de shmaim, stai de odom. It's called a mum. The only difference is that a sedek is koshu, and a pegima, we'll see the shear in a second. V'kama shear pegima. Kedei shetach gar bayit tzipayrin. If you put your nail across it and your nail gets caught in something, in the hole, that's called a pegima. That's called a pegima already. Zok de gemara vayit. Shaka there was, it sounded like beginning that a crack that's bidei shmaim is not a mum. It means born or crack. That's where it changes. Yeah, Gemara thought the look at the beginning of Brisa. It says stak kolshu and a pegima be the odom be lishmaim. That's the beginning of the Brisa. Sounds like stak is not be lishmaim the odom. So Gemara shlon it is. Zok to Gemara nikva mullet. Tana rabbanon. It says a hole. What's the shear for a hole? The size of a karshina, which is a type of bean. If anyone wants to tell me what the article title is, they can come tell me, but it's a type of small bean. That's what a karshina is. What?
Vetch.
It's a vetch.
Like a vetch.
A vetch. Okay, you know, it's a vegetable, it's a vetch. Okay.
I don't think it's a short vegetable.
No. A vetch, okay.
I don't know what it is, but I don't know.
Okay, no, yeah. Soon it'll be in the new, the new Army magazine and the recipes would use a vetch. Okay. Kamna Kiva's Eisen, Molly Karshina. Molly Karshina. We mentioned today Rabbi Meir Rabbi Yehuda today. Kamen Akivas Oizen Mole Karshina. How big is the hole that's called? How big the hole should be to be called a mum? It has to be the size of a vetch, which I'm going to make it called a small bean for those people who don't know English so well. Right? It's the size of a lentil, which grada is smaller than a vetch, right? Smaller than a vetch. So that's smaller. So he says, Kashinis is a kadasha, which is smaller than a vetch. Ve'ezi yevesha, what's called dry, this is a braisa, and we'll go, afterwards we'll go explain the braisa. Ve'ezi yevesha, shem tenoka ve'ene metziya dam, metziya tif is dam. It's dry enough that if you poke it, no dam comes out. It's dry enough that it's brittle and it falls apart. Tadu, the braisa, graven the ram liyashavim. This machlaikis, it's similar, they're very similar, both sheet are similar. So we're at the very demand, which machlaikis? About dry, how dry it should be. There's a very big difference between brittle and poking away adam coming out. There's a very big difference between the two. Ela means the Tanakam Rav Yisrael Yehuda. We had a machlekes Tanakam Rav Yisrael Yehuda if it's a vetch or if it's a lentil. And Zakta Gemara, that's very close. They're very close. They're both a small bean and a lentil, very, very close to each other. It's very, small difference between the two. But whether it's who to say the ma'aseh, you need to hold the size of a kadasha. So Gemara, basically the kadasha in butzer mekadasha loy, and not less than a kadasha. But I mean, that's your kasha. It says we know that a eved ivri after 6 years, he wants to stay further, he has to get a hole in the ear, and it's called making a tzua in the ear. And that's it does after 6 years. Yeah. So he comes a nirtza by making a hole in his ear. So what do you do to hole? So it says in the pasuk marzeya. It says in the pasuk kachta is the marzeya masata va'ozna. Elia la marzeya. Marzeya is a type of tool. Maybe they call it an awl, but it's a type of tool. They make a hole in the ear. Menayel rabbis asul. How do you know you can use a sul, which is a little piece of branch that's sharp. Vasira is a thorn. Hamakar is a needle. Hamakdeich is a drill. Vamichtav is like a certain type of pen that's made out of metal that they use to write on a pincus. So, how do you know all those tools could be used to make a nirtza, make a hole in the nirtza's ear? Tamalayim lakachto. Set up as a lakachto. Kodavos nukal v'yad. And it's in the Gemara is that it's a klal prata klal. It says lekachta. This is afterwards, but also nevadala. This is the kal part the kal. Therefore, he says you can marble all those things. Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda Marzeya, Amar Marzeya Miyuchet Shal Matkas. Has to be metal. Of course, Shal Matkas. All has to be metal. And sul and a siro, which is wood, thorn is wood. That is no good for Ratzua. So far, we see nothing with Gavi Asuya, but give it a chance. V'ktani say for Am Rabbi Yudin V'Ribi Hayadirish K'shein Reitzim Ein Reitzim El Milas. When they do the nirtza hole, they do it in the place where they use, the earrings. They do it on the bottom. No, that's wrong. They do it even, for milas, they do it even in a place where it could make a mum, pashtus. They make it even the alya, what? Oh, I said right, in the earlobe? Good. I said right, the earlobe. Okay, good. It means the earlobe, you make it in a place where it does not become a mum. And chamim explain, v'chamayim, the Chacham explained the argument is like this: Ain't every kain nirtza. Every kain cannot be a nirtza. Why not? They should nas the balmum becomes balmum. In time of milas, so he writes him. If they did it in the earlobe, then every kain nas balmum wouldn't become balmum. So must be ain't writes him el be goy vesha oizen. Doing the higher part of the oizen, the hard part of the ear, like we said before, the hard part of the ear is a mum. So what's the kasha? You see from here that through this marzeya, you become a balmum. Now we know a drill or a thorn or a matzaya, all these things are little sharp objects. It doesn't make such a big hole. It doesn't make the size of a lentil hole. So how can Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda say that size of a lentil? Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda is in this brisa. He says that you marbe all these things, a machat asul, and it says in this brisa that you become a balmum.
Those are for sure smaller than a lentil.
Yeah, a machat for sure smaller than a lentil. A machat or a thorn, we know how big a thorn and a leaf needle is. It's very, very short, very thin, very thin. It's not going to be the size of a lentil. So it's a kasha. So tomorrow, Amar Rav Chana bar Katina, like kasha, kan l'shchoit, kan l'fsoil. You know, there's three levels. There's a level that you bring the b'char on the mizbech. Then there's a level that it has a mum, it can't be brought on the mizbech, but you can't eat it yet. Then you have a level of a mum that you can eat it. It comes, there's three levels. So we say like this. Okay. It's enough of a mum with a little awl, a little needle. It's enough of a mum that you can't work in the mezbech anymore. You can't burn a mezbech, but it's not enough of a mum to eat it. For a mum to eat it, you need a bigger mum. In the psukim, because you see in the psukim that to eat it, it has to be like Pesach or Iver, it has to be a good festa mum ra. And but we know that a kohen to work in the avodah has different dinim mum. So therefore, what?
Two levels.
Right?
No, it's really three levels. The non mum,
no mum. Yeah. Works for
kohen. I'm talking about three options. You know, either you shecht it, you eat it, or the middle level, you do nothing with it. What?
Maybe that's talking about ruled by a kohen because you can't shecht the kohen to eat him.
Right.
You can shecht an animal.
Right. Wouldn't be
that
right.
Happened by an animal.
Right. Shecht. Wouldn't right. So really coming out from the steer, or coming out from this steer that you're answering it. That's really what was coming out from. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they say Tosis speaks about it. If it's the Raisa, if it's the Rabbanon, then you have a big kasha. Tosis says if you see if it's a mum ready for the kohen, so it must be the Raisa. So he says maybe it is really a mum the Raisa. There's a reason why you don't eat it because it's not nicker enough, so people are not going to chop. So whatever, and you ought to mum to say so because the lach is a mum deep in the mouth, not a mum. So you make zero this after that. You're tiding very good. And Tosis before it's Kubis the Rabbanon. One, let's tell them about the Rabbanon.
What's it? That's
his question is that, like, who told you that it's a mum for this and not a mum for that? Isn't mum the same thing? Like, it's a mum. So eat it. Who said it's going to kill it? Make a difference. That was my question.
But wasn't your answer that the Pasuk?
Yeah, the Pasuk. But I said, there's no Pesukim really. The same. It also says Pesach Iver by Kain also. It's not really good Teretz. So the real Teretz is what Tosis says. Tosis says Lamaisa, he has different stardom. Tosis Lamaisa is that it is a mum deraisa, the small tiny mum. Just we have a geyser not to eat it on that mum because people start thinking that a mum deeper than the mouth would be a mum also. So we make a gzer until it has more nicker digger mum. Very good, much. Okay. Another maravite. My kashina. If everyone's wondering, what's a vetch? What's a kashina? What's a vetch? Rav Shravya Hinda. In those days, everyone knew what a Hinda was, that went on all the salads. So he knew what a Hinda was. The Hinda is the vetch. Okay, it's a small bean again. I'm telling you, for everyone who doesn't know English so good. Let's go, because we're way behind over here. Rav Ishim Rav Huna, Rabba. Kashina and Echnesis Yaitza. When we say it has to be the size of a vetch, it has to be like, you know, go in and out easily, or you got to push it in. Kashina and Medes. It's like stuck there. You know, it's a big difference how big the hole is. A hole that goes in and out is a bigger hole than a hole that gets stuck there. Amalei. So he answered, Zula Shemata. I didn't hear anything exactly about Mumin by Bechor with Karshina. I didn't hear that. But Kiyotu Shemata, I heard a similar thing. Let's tell him, look at the Mishnah. We know a Shedra of Agagirlis, they're both being they can be Matama by itself. A head or a Shedra can be Matama by oil. But if it's missing, it's not considered a complete Shedra of Agagirlis. So Shechosru, it was missing something. So then, Kama Chasar and Shedra of Matama by oil. How much does it have to be missing? As now time by Shamar Mustay Khulyas, missing two vertebrates, then already it's not called a full Shedra. But Silaimakulyakas, one vertebrate. What's the shear of regardless? But Shamir Kamali Maktah, the shear of a big drill, the hole of a big drill. Enough to take away from a live person who'll die, that's how much is missing from his brain. The Yasar of Khistva Kumbay, like this Yotam Nachai Kama. How much is this shear? How much is it? The Kama. It's the size of a coin called a sella. Ve'itmer, Rav Safra Amar Shmaitza Amalei, that this member of Shmuel was a Shmaitza, was Amayra saying it. Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda Amar Masnita, he said it was Masnita, said it was a sella. Amalei. V'simanech, how do you know which one's which? Tani, Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda. Simon is Tani, we know Rav Shmuel Yehuda always says Brises. Therefore, probably Rav Shmuel Yehuda said it over from a Brisa. That's what helps you remember. They said over that the shear is a sella, it's a brisa. So it comes out like this. If you base Hillel, how much you got to be missing from a head to be tar? A sella, size of a sella. And it's a shav, it's a brisa, it's a amira. V'amalei, so Rav Chista said back, I think it is. He said back, Imkein, asisa, divrei beshami, divrei sella echad. It comes out, saying it's a sella, it's really beshami, sella, same thing. Beshami said a shear is a moli makdeach. What's a moli makdeach? The Tanan, talking about if oil would go through a window, it says Ma'ara window, so not the Adam, wasn't there the Adam, what's the shear? Shi'ure Mali Egroif, Gadol. It's a shear of a huge fist. It's like the fist of a guy named Ben Avtiach, who is a big fat guy. I guess he ate a lot of watermelon. His name is Ben Avtiach. And he had a very big fist. That's how big the window has to be. Or obviously, well, how big is that? It's like a big head of a person. Nasiv de Adam, what's the shear of a window of the Adam? Shi'uroi kimloi makdeach gadol shalishka. It's like the big drill bit that was in the lishka. Shehu kepudina atalki. That's like the pudina atalki who can sell in the rain. It's like the cellar. V'yeshnoi kimloi nekev shal oil. And it's like the size of the hole that's put into the yoke, where they put the peg into the yoke to hold up the yoke. Akaponim, what do you see? The shear moli makdeach is sela. And they still says sela also. So it's the same exact shear. How could it be? Ishtik. So Rav Chista was quiet. Ishtik. Rav Chifa was quiet. Bamalei Rav Chista says, maybe I'll have shah for you. Maybe. Shema makdeach v'chisuma sheninu. Maybe when it says makdeach, if you're a Beis Shammai, it means a bigger hole. We want it to be bigger for Beis Shammai because he's more machmer. It's Tomei told it's bigger. It means makdeach v'chisuma. It means makdeach and you know what goes around it. It's to go smaller. In and out. It's bigger. It's bigger.
It's smaller. That's why it's more Tomei.
No, it's bigger. It's more Tomei. Tula has a hole. It's still called a shed. It's still called a gugaylus. And it's Tomei. Tula gets that big of a hole. So and if the hole is big, it means makdeach v'chisuma and around it like this. It, you know, it shaves around the hole. It has to be enough to go in and out. This is similar to the shah we had about a vetch. It goes in and out. It said here we say makdeach here v'chisuma. So that's what we say in the beginning of the sugi. It says zul shemat lo shemati, but something else shemati means makdeach. I heard it's just here. It has to be to go in and out. It has to be big that goes in and out. This is a vada, that's what it means. Of course that's what it means. Makdeach v'chesumay. And sorach le'tolus like a chizkia b'ikesh. You have to be samech in it, like the edis of chizkia b'ikesh. And yet Hashem tomorrow, Zdaf, will learn out what chizkia b'ikesh is. Edis is, that's edis is very, very trustworthy. And we're saying that you have to trust that it's makdeach v'chesumay. And that's what he heard, similar to Kashino. So he's saying, Kashino also maybe has to mean, like very flush, goes in and out, very good smack. Okay.